You're listening to SBS News.
A truffle hunt is underway at a cattle farm in Braidwood, about an hour east of Canberra. Truffle dog Bella is sniffing around oak trees to find a fungus living underground, as farmer Dick Root-Obink explains.
And she's usually right. There's a truffle underneath where she's poured. Bella was a rescue dog, which we acquired in 2014. She's very food-centric, so she is very easily bribed. So it was very easy to teach her to find truffle.
As the digging begins, Singaporean tourist Yang looks on with his 11-year-old niece Kira, who lives in Canberra. It's an exciting time for Yang, who's keen to find out more about one of his favourite foods.
The special aroma that comes with a pasta, because I'm vegetarian and it's not easy to find good vegetarian food. It's the first time I'm seeing truffles in the wild, so it's really an amazing experience.
Using a spoon, Mr. Groot-Obink is gently scraping soil to reveal the treasure, a ripe black truffle. Despite heavy rain, it's among 12 kilograms of truffles that he has harvested from the orchard this season.
The truffle season usually finishes by the end of August. Because we had quite a lot of rain early in the year, there's been a lot of truffle in the ground, and now at this stage the truffles we're finding are deeper in the soil. Probably a proportion of our crop is rotten, but we've harvested more good truffle than we ever have before.
Mr. Groot-Obink and his wife Virginia are retired microbiologists who have spent more than $100,000 planting and irrigating 400 oak trees on 1 hectare of their cattle farm. Now he's proud to see his investment paying off.
We've had our best season to date. We found our first truffles in 2015, but this year we're finding new trees that never produced truffle before.
Truffles are the fruiting body of a soil-based fungus used for centuries to enhance the flavour of food. Mr. Groot-Obink was born into a farming family in the Netherlands at the end of World War II and understands the European fascination for truffles. He says now demand for these earthy black nuggets is steadily rising in Asia too.
Well, we have contacts in Malaysia, and they've indicated that there are many people there that would be very interested in us being able to export there, but also talking to us about exporting to the Singapore market. The one that's prized is the Perigord Black Truffle here, and it's a species of truffle that originates in France, Spain and Italy. It not only adds to the flavour, but it also exudes an aroma and a warm aftertaste.
Truffle farming has taken off in Australia in recent years, with 450 truffle farms exporting around 90% of the annual harvest to around 60 countries. Noel Fitzpatrick is president of the Australian Truffle Industry Association.
Australia is now the fourth largest truffle producer in the world, sitting behind Spain, France and Italy. Asia is a developing market, and truffles have a terribly short shelf life of only 10 to 12 days, so they have to be harvested, taken out of the ground, clean, graded, packed and posted, all within 24 to 36 hours so they can arrive at their destination in good condition and ready for consumption. And it's a short flight to Singapore or Hong Kong or wherever the hub may be.
Mr. Groot-Obink is president of a growers cooperative in the New South Wales Southern Highlands and hopes to expand truffle exports to Asian markets in coming years.
That's one of the problems for the industry generally, that where everybody does their own thing, there's no leverage, there's no good communication, and it's the thing that we emphasise so strongly within our cooperative of growers that is helping each other and everybody benefiting and being able to set up these markets on a permanent basis.
It's hard work and requires patience. Yet Mr. Groot-Obink says truffle farming and ecotourism bring many benefits.
Yes, we enjoy it. We enjoy it. I would caution about thinking that this is a get-rich-quick scheme. There are a lot of obstacles to overcome. But if people can set up a truffle orchard and successfully grow truffles and manage to link into a good marketing arrangement, then it can be a very rewarding experience and life for them.
Alan Lee, SBS News.